and it's 37 degrees here in the city. It's a hot one. Hey, do you hear about the guy who had to build this ginormous shed in his backyard? He had to call like 8 of his buddies. Can you believe it? What guy needs 8 friends to build a shed? Just how big was this thing anyway?
So I heard about this fella. He decided to build a shed. It was so big.
How big was it?
It was so big, they sent in 3 elephants. They're still looking for them.
So, Doctor, tell me, in your opinion, this shed, did it really need to be so big, or is he just overcompensating?
This portion of the program is brought to you by Stun Marketing Group. You want them, we stun them.
Stun!
Hey, hope you're enjoying your morning spazzi. Here's a little big and broke to get you going.
Dawn was a-breaking on a Saturday morning. They came from across the land, called by a curious voice that was a-promising a shed that was big and grand. They brought along their hopes in a big old thermos, and they brought along their grandpa's drill. These men could build just about anything as long as it wasn't real. You talk 8 strong men to build it, it'd take a lot more to tear it down. Cause its beams are 8-inch wide and it weighs more than a ton. Ain't it gonna stop until we finish? Time's not right to take a rest till I see with my own eyes. Most complicated overbuilt heaviest garden shed in the Canadian West.
Yo, yo, let me tell you now. My man G's in the yard and he's working it hard. His tongue's in the groove and it ain't gonna move. 8 men to lift it, you catch my drift it. Like permanent sediment, what a man said again. Tell you the truth, that's the way that I see it. Sit down and laugh, that's the way I spat see it.
Is that a shed in your pocket? Or are you just happy to see me?
You talk 8 strong men to build it. Take a lot more to tear it down. Cause its beams are 8-inch wide and it weighs more than a ton. Ain't it gonna stop until we finish? Time's not right to take a rest till I see with my own eyes. Most complicated overbuilt heaviest garden shed in the Canadian West.